the time. Such appearances happen differently in New Testament times than they do today as well. Look for just a moment at the different resurrection experiences that are recorded in the Gospels, at some of them. Two followers walking along the road to Emmaus. Two strangers, Jesus walks up and joins them. They know not him, he knows not them. They talk, and they walk along the way, and they stop and eat supper. And in the breaking of bread, they recognize the one who is the risen Christ. Thomas in the upper room, Thomas, the one who said he would not believe if he did not touch the side of his risen Lord. Thomas in that upper room with the first disciples, and Jesus appeared to them. Thomas put his hand in the side of the Lord and said, "My Lord and my God." And there he was, just simply talking to his friends. Mary, who had gone to the tomb, Mary, who loved Jesus so very, very much because Jesus had given her a sense of worth and had transformed her life from absurdity to meaning, from hopelessness to hope. Jesus may have done all that he could do for her in the physical life that she had known with him, but she was going to do just as much as she possibly could for him, even beyond death. And so she went to the tomb. And even though she thought it was the gardener, when he spoke and called her name, she knew immediately, "Jesus, my Lord." Saul on the road to Damascus, just walking along, going from one town to another to persecute more Christians, of course. And all of a sudden, something happened, and the presence and power and the reality of Christ appeared to him. Now, as I read these experiences that six different people had with the risen Christ, it seems to me that it is without any question whatsoever that there is no one place, there is no one time, there is no one way, there is no one set of circumstances in which the risen Christ will appear to us. There are three other things to note about these experiences. In all of these incidents described, they were all doing very simple day-to-day sorts of things. Going to a tomb, a grave, gathering in a room with friends to eat, walking along the road, going from one town to another. And Jesus appeared to them in the ordinary, commonplace, day-to-day kinds of experiences. The second thing to note about these experiences is that none of them was expecting Jesus to come. So if you think you have to be ready, you don't. Third thing is that these experiences when the risen Christ appeared really were not spectacular or overwhelming. As a matter of fact, Jesus really tried to downplay them and said, "Peace be still. Peace be with you." Perhaps it's too bad that we have romanticized and glamorized the resurrection appearances of Christ. If we have, if you do, then it's to our loss, and we have lost very much. For now, I believe, we think that in order to have a real experience with the presence of Christ, something dramatic and overpowering, something miraculous has to happen to us, or we haven't experienced the risen Christ. But the real miracle of the coming of Jesus in his birth and life and death and resurrection and in his risen appearances is that he came to live with us. He came to live in us and among us, right where we are and right who we are. And not in some idealized or romanticized or glamorized space or place or moment, but to be with us in the simple beauties and in the hard realities of life as it really is. Many are the times that I have wished that we could and would recognize and thus experience resurrection where God intends it, in the commonplace, the real, the everyday life which you and I live. George Bernard Shaw warned us when he said, "Beware of anyone whose God is in heaven. The cross and the resurrection are God's way of saying to us, I may be in heaven, but I am also here on earth with you." And they happen all the time. In the experience of a woman studying the book of Revelation who remarked to a group of us when Revelation describes Jesus as having tongues of fire, she said, "That's beautiful to me because I know what it is to have the flaming power of Jesus purge me and cleanse me from the top of my head to the tip of my toes." They happen all the time in the supporting, caring, loving life that a divorced woman of three teenagers lives. She was with a group in the study of the Gospel of Mark. And in that Gospel of Mark, Jesus says, "Go to Galilee, and there you will find me, for I go before you." And she testified, she confessed and witnessed to the group of us, "I know that wherever I go and whatever I do, whatever I face, the Lord goes before me." It happens all the time. How about with you? When you had your first faith experience, when you first received faith in Christ? How about when you first went away from home and knew what it was really to be free and to be on your own? How about when you went away to college or took a job and when somebody recognized you and loved you and cared for you without your record of achievements and accomplishments and without your grades? You found that there were some people in this life who loved you just as you are. How about the new life that you found when you first were in love? How about the new life you knew when first you were married, when you had your first child, when someone you loved died and you felt the grace of God, when you divorced and had grace to see it through and were able to start life over again? When you and your mate had a hard time with each other and then could begin again? When you confronted the inevitability of your own death and then found a word of assurance? Yes, folks, God was in Christ to raise him from the dead. But God has been raising people from the dead for a long, long time, before Jesus, at the time of Jesus, and through the ages, and even now. I wish so very much that we had not over-dramatized and overplayed and exaggerated the resurrection appearances of Jesus. For he really did come to be with us, very common and ordinary and plain folk, in our everyday routine way of living. Perhaps if we could read again the stories of the resurrection appearances and clean away all of the trappings and the excess dramatics that we've all given to these stories, we could know and be ready for and anticipate and then experience presence of Christ more in our everyday. While I was in the hospital, a telephone call came. A father was on the phone at first, and he said, "My daughter has a word to say to you. She's a 20-year-old young woman who has been through hell, who has had tragic moments in her life, but is now finding life new and putting life together again." And she came on the phone, and she said, "Reverend Young, I've never prayed for anyone before in my whole life. I've never even prayed for myself. And this young woman has been through the depths of pain and suffering." She said, "I've never prayed for myself. But," she said, "I want to tell you that I am praying for you." I am today, and I will keep on praying for you. And my friends, in that moment, I experienced resurrection, the kind of resurrection moment that God in Christ can give to you or me or any of us, because it happened, and it happens all the time. It may be a sigh, it may be the touch of a friend, it may be the look that someone gives you in your eye that tells you that he or she loves you. It may be a prayer that someone offers for you. Surely it is when a hungry child is fed, or when the walls of racism break down, or hatred is overcome, or the sounds of war grow quiet. It may be the touch of the risen Christ in the ordinary, commonplace, because it happened then, and it happens all the time. Amen.
Let us unite in this historic confession of the Christian faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. O Lord our God, grant to us to share in the life and death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grant that through him and with him we may die to sin and live to righteousness. Grant that through him and with him our old self may die, and a new self, victorious over sin and lovely with goodness, may be created. Grant that through him and with him we may become a new creation, in which the old things have passed away, and which everything has become new. So grant that even here and now we may die to sin and be reborn to goodness. And grant that we may be so one with our risen Lord that when life ends for us in this world, we may know that death is the gateway to eternal life. Make us quite certain that when we die, we will live again. Deliver us from the fear of death, and make us to know that death is not the end, but the beginning of life. Not the twilight, but the dawn. Not the midnight, but the breaking day. So grant us certainty that beyond death there is a life where the broken things are mended and the lost things found, where there is rest for the weary and joy for the sad, where all we have hoped and willed of good shall exist, where our dreams will come true and the ideal will be realized, where we shall be forever with our Lord. So grant us this day the Easter certainty that life is stronger than death. For we ask it through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who came, lived among us, and taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, our Lord, is risen. Hallelujah.
Lord, are always giving us more than we expect. We want to give today more than is expected, to give for the joy that is in us, who have been brought from death to life, that all we have may praise you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you to do everything good in order that you might do God's will, working in you that which is pleasing through Jesus Christ our Lord, in whom be glory forever and ever.
Amen.